Right, bami gazo zibini ke mpula puli pa engomeni. Kanti ke, chilo ndati emva kwengoma, sawuthetha na umfundi Suthandi. Eza uthetha kunye nathi about email etiquette. Nika nga nga kanza albiza gela kama kuzi. Lea tatu piti, se etiquette. No, no. Email etiquette. Now, mfundi, le opportunity ndi ifumene. I need to communicate with these people ke ngoku. Ndiyacenga into yokubana nezi zinto ze-emails zizo mhlawumbi ezibangela ubana sibe disqualified as much as unazo ezi qualifications zidingekayo okanye i-attributes ezidingekayo wena as a person. But ke ngoku abanye bethu sibhuda pha kwi-email and ke ngoku unfortunately kwezi ndawo sifuna kuzo i-opportunities ngabantu ngabantu aba-different who are expecting us to conduct izinto professionally. Now, ke ngoku sibhude xa kuphayana thina. Ndicela ukusifundisa ke ngoku, how do I, what is the structure of a proper email? Ndifuna siqale apho into yokuba, i-structure se-email e-proper sithini?
Okay, and yabulela kakhulu wethu Siwa. You know, it sounds very small, lento sithetha ngayo ye-email, but it's something that can make or break an opportunity for someone. It can make or break a career yomuntu. Athi umuntu on the verge yofumana umsebenzi okanye yofumana that business opportunity, but based that email yakhe is informal, ngamanye amaxesha imali ibhalwe nge-SMS language, i-email ibhaliwe nje nane-grammar ayikho right, uyabona. So these are the tips endinazo wena Siwa, ba must understand ba i-email yenye ye most efficient way of communication in a business environment.
Okay.
Whether you are applying for a job okanye ufuna i-opportunity mhlambi yemali, whether yibhasari okanye mhlambi there is something you are trying to communicate or it's just a business opportunity. So it is one of the most effective, especially kule xesha siphila kulo ngoku, that i-COVID has presented us with an opportunity. But singabisa bangabantu abanqonqoza ezindaweni, uyabona, singena koZoom ngoku sibhala i-email, senza Microsoft Teams and all of that. So it is also a tool okanye a platform you maintain a relationship. It's a platform that you use to be able to present yourself. It is the very first thing that abantu abayifundayo ngawe that represents you and represents ba wena ungubani, ufuna ntoni, uyapi, and how do you view the organization and wena uziphethe njani. So it is a very important tool. So i-email ke etiquette ihamba ngolu hlobo. Xa ubhala i-email yakho you must always have your subject line. Your subject line must be brief. Your subject line must be straight to the point. It must be what this email is all about. For instance, if uti application for vacancy, they have one application for vacancy, semicolon, deputy director, reference. Into ofuna kuyibhale phaa kwi-email yakho so that umntu ozayazi uba okay i-application ye-vacancy le, but you must not make a full sentence. Choose bangathi ubhala i-headline xa ubhala i-email yakho, xa ubhala i-subject line, because every email must have a subject line. A lot of emails were never opened because they were khumbula umntu ndihleli on the other side of the office ndifunda i-emails ezininzi that are coming from different people from different people across all 9 provinces. And so xa i-email ingena subject line andizuyivula because it will be izawuba ngathi sichitha ixesha lam, uyabona. So it's very important email must have a subject line to inform the user on the other side okanye the one who is going to read what is the subject matter. We are born, but email that does not have a subject line is likely to be deleted. Okay, it is likely to go to a junk email. So it's very important. Secondly, ibalulekile banga ba umuntu atreate imbalelwano ebizwa ngoba i-email like a business letter.
Okay.
Because as banditshilo kuwe into bana ngaba yinto lena that represents you, yinto that also shows an impression to the company that you are taking them, you respect them, you respect their culture, we are respect the opportunity and you are looking forward to do business with them, or you are looking forward to be part of their company. So it must be as professional as possible. So treat it like a business letter. Do not use the SMS language as the ibabhale ngezimall letters and then ubhale nje uyu. Yabona, you're supposed to be saying I, okanye you are supposed to say you, then when instead of saying Y O U usuke wena ubhale uyu lona ungu ngesiXhosa. So those are things that are actually eziye umuntu abantu bangaba lo muntu is not serious, is not taking this opportunity. So no SMS language. Also proofread email yakho, uyiplane before uyibhale, don't just write. email and don't write a love letter ku email so yi proofread email yakho so as bandisisho kuinto bangaba I email yakho must be formal it must be a very formal email ngoba I email is something that is used as a business communication tool because lokho into ibizangabiza ba informal buza uva ubhale ku WhatsApp kanye ubhale SMS okanye yabona uye ku Snapchat okanye uye ku Telegram and all of that but because this is who you are representing yourself secondly xa ubhala ku email don't do this thing that we call cyberbullying
okay
yabona lani bangaba uthi I've been applying for this job I trust that this time you will answer my email because I've been sending my CV on numerous occasions and I have not been receiving any response yabona into njengale you are bullying now the other person on the other side that is called cyberbullying bane writer babantu banangaba no matter how qualified you are and ubi CV yakhe jongeka inhle kangakanani na noba u professional kangakanani bane write into bangaba bangayivulela email because ngalokho ngoku uyababhulisha ubaphusha kwikona abangafuna uzibona bekuyo because wena ngoku you are the one that is writing power is on your side so no cyberbullying do not shout on emails do not use capital letters use sentence cases ikhona ke lanto xa ufuna uemphasize let's say for instance usemsebenzini ubhalela mhlambi let's say uleader iteams okanye you are just writing to a colleague ubhale into bangaba as reminded you were supposed to submit this document by 5 o'clock yesterday but you did not uthi ubhala ngecapital letters ugqiba ubeke exclamation mark ezininzi and then kwabanye abantu bade bafake no red bade la 5 p.m. bekuthiwa fanusa bade bambhale you are now doing what we call cyberbullying uyababhulisha abanye abantu there's a specific way of communicating emsebenzini uyabona so ukwindlela ibona icapital letters zinika la impression ifana nomuntu obhala kufacebook ngecapital letters uyabashout abantu xa ubhala ngecapital letters use sentence cases sentence case all the time u-I must always be in capital letters those are the words that must be in capital letters I mean there are specific words that must be written in capital letters uyabona like the names of towns uyabona into njengaleyo the names the first name of a person the first capital the first word xa usithi sisa u-S umbhala ngecapital letters but you can't just write the entire sentence ubhala a professional business email uyibhale ngecapital letters you are doing what we call cyberbullying xa ufuna uemphasize izinto unoemphasize izinto uthi let's say the document was expected to be submitted by 5 p.m. mhlawumbe uvesku highlight la 5 p.m. umfake nje umunderline you are now using what as a point of emphasis okanye mhlawumbe umfake ku quotation marks okanye mhlawumbe uvesku bold yabona okanye uvesku italicize but do not shout ku email those are things that you must always be paying attention to no emojis because azinto ukuthiwa zi emojis esiyesisebenzisa zizibhala show fika izandla ziphakamiswe phezulu okanye ufike ukho unodoli ngathi uyahleka okanye ufike khona eza hearts zi nice zi pinki okanye uba ubonakala ukuthi ba icacisile lento ufaka inhliziyo eqhekeke phakathi no emoji because this is a business email it's not a WhatsApp communication it is something that keep your emails very brief so bhala i-love letter so bangathi umuntu mayingabe ingathi umuntu ufunda i-newspaper because one of the things eziye zenzeke abantu they fail to communicate especially ke ngokweli xesha siphila kulo ngoku apho abantu basebenza ngozoom nantona if for instance office and go to someone's office and knock and say there is something that I needed to discuss with you do you have the time can we talk about it wenze ke ngoku that meeting even if it's just 5 minutes meeting with all the minutes zaloo meeting uxa ugqibile uthi ke ngoku as per the discussion that we had this is what these are the things that we agreed upon we agreed that you will do this and this and this by this time and these are the people that are going to be doing it this is the cost of this thing that you are going to do kindly approve these minutes and let me know if there's anything and then I share so those are things that you must always be considering so ungabhale izinto ze emojis ne emoticons nantona you keep it your email brief and you must also understand lani bake kholani babantu bahlendi nabashouta now you can be fired emsebenzini for ushouta omnye umuntu ku email you can be fired for ukuzama ubangaba uthethe ne colleagues zakho it gives the impression that ungumuntu that is not able to relate with other people email is just for work related purposes to for status updates you know for acknowledgements you know for sending attachments mhlambi ze minutes for you know email injalo okanye for keeping people in the loop you know for giving people the heads up about uba remind abantu bangaba kaloku sine meeting 11 o'clock okanye there's a certain project olohlobo email is for those kind of things sukwenza into e complicated and long that can leave people confused ezaba ngathi wena uyabhulisha ibe ngathi wena uthanda ukontrol abanye abantu emsebenzini ngoba abantu ba careful of those things because that can land you into HR I would also also advise that umuntu osebenzayo emsebenzini must learn to understand the email policy okanye the IT policy of that organization, because every organization ne policy yayo. For instance, ku emails zakho, ku email yakho, keep your private email. For instance, namhlanje sesivula o Gmail no Yahoo, and keep the things of the office private. So funa ezinto sizifumanayo, let's say for instance as a scripture siya sizifumane, siya simedite ne videos ezithunyelwayo nentona zithunyelwe kule nasemsebenzini email, because globe you must always remember no email is private. Ukhona umuntu behind the scenes ose IT department. Even you may be sure to find ne boss yakho na yine access to your email, because no email is private. And also mhlambi someone goes through the server and see some of the things that you are discussing as a personal okanye abone financial into zakho ze finances nento zakho ze bank nento na and ezazo izinto zeziyake ziye zixabanisa emsebenzini zikwenzele zokuattractela nomona or unnecessary, because kaloku into zakho wena you are not able to differentiate between your private email and your work email. Your work email is owned by the company, it is not yours, and it is solely for the purposes of the company. And kweminye imisebenzi, if you are using your work email as a private email to do your private business, you are actually in contravention of the company rules and regulations. So it's also very important, because your work email yakho, it's something that you must solely keep for what? For only umsebenzi. That is why it is important that subhala nandoni ku email. Avoid emotional emails, as a emails where there are so many emotions, where your moods are being presented. That unlike some of us, you know, we have five. I just woke up this morning to take my child, so this is the last thing I need right now. So this is what ofuna kumuntu avoid. Always keep your email balanced. Always keep your email professional at all times. Ngamanye amaxesha ke mna ke into endayifundiswa yibhosi yami nandisebenza kuye Loop Street apha eCape Town engumlungu, yayisithi kum xa ubhala i-email always ask someone else azoyifunda le email. Uyabona into enjengaleyo, azokhupha any grammatical errors, azoyiproofread, akhuphe any emotions, akhuphe yonke into. Umcele omnye umntu ongomnye nje umntu objective ayifunde. Ngabe amaxesha ifa unayo umntu ofunda, yibhale i-email uyishiye phaa kudraft, uthathe ibreak ukuhambe before uyihambise. Because at that time you'll be shocked xa ubuya ii-mistakes ozazipikisha up, and nohlobo ingqondo yakho izawube ine-perspective edifferent ngayo. Also read your email before you send it. I-email yakho bendisitsho ke ndisithi avoid laa nto uba kwi-email xa ureply uthi reply to all. Iyenzeka into yobana ngaba kubhalwe i-email ne uthi ubhalele i-email ubhale i-colleague yakho, because kaloku ufuna uexpose i-colleague yakho nakwabanye i-subordinates okanye nakwezinye ii-colleagues zakho around, and ufuna ne-boss yakho. Zeza nto zixabanisayo ke emsebenzini eziyana zine-tensions. Yabona into enjengaleyo, laa nto uba athi umntu ekubhalele i-email abe kopa lona kope lona kope lona, try to keep it as private as possible, because xa ukopa abantu abaninzi it's like ufuna ureporta lona and ufuna expose na kwabanye abantu. Uyabona into enjalo, unless it is something that is tailored for the entire group, then you can do a reply to all. But if it is something that you need to send to your colleague, you can then maybe copy your boss. And as I'm saying to you, that keep your emotions intact ku email and let it just be about work, and try by all means to be cordial and to be positive, because the manner in which you present yourself komnye umuntu unendlela la mntu intobana ngaba kuthiwa masikhona nto i-respect breeds respect. So umuntu xa umnika intlonipho uye aphendule bengentlonipho. So it's very important to also consider those things. Don't appear to be pushy, and ku email respond as quickly as possible. So igcine email umuntu abhale email Monday uyoyiphendula Wednesday. That is very much unprofessional. Even if you are unable to respond to the email ngela xesha, une right yokuthi kulo mntu, I have noted your email and I do acknowledge the contents of the email thereof. Kindly be informed that I am on the road right now okanye and say busy with a particular project. I will then respond to your email within the next 24 hours. Please accept my sincere apologies for any delays. We are born, and then uthi ke ngoku kind regards Thandi Mthethwa ubhale ke ngoku. So I think that is something that abantu kufuneka bayinothile, because it make impression ngathi awukhathali ungaphenduli email on time. And also, even if you are attaching a document ku email yakho, inform the receiver, the one who will be reading that, attach, kindly find the attachment titled as so and so and so, and this is what it's all about. It's very important umuntu, because aloko akazi uyazi bangaba wena you have attached something or you've attached a document on an email. So you've got to consider those things. If email yakho is very urgent, pack your email, especially with Microsoft Word, you must mark your email as urgent. There must be a difference between just your normal email and your agent email, because ixelela I user okanye the one who's reading the email ndoba ngaba hey lento ibalekile is agent. We are born. The last thing that I wanted to say, two last things that I wanted to say, that email yako, you must have your signature line. You must have your signature, Tandim Tetwa, publisher and editor, the name of your company. Most of the time, ke companies, yes, they take one item, benzi bena, pioneers, anzi for everybody. And then your contact details, it's also very important to be there so that if a band for any reason they need to contact you, most of the time, it's always very wise. Ubeke contact details zasemsebenzini, ifoni yasemsebenzini, because awufuna uphendula ifoni yakho ngohlobo udla ngoyifoni la uphendula ngabanye abantu siphendula ifoni zethu differently. Yabona, and sine tones, sine lantuka, sine ring tones ezi different. So if then you don't have that privilege, put your office number. If you do not have that privilege, you can then put your office number. You can then decide if you want to say xa ugqiba ubhala email yakho uthi warm regards. Email yakho funeka uyishiye kakuhle, ungayishiyi nje umshu umntu iqulumbile. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yes.
Yabona? And then warmest regards, or warm regards, or sincerely, or you can say kind regards, or you can say best regards, or you can just say regards. That is, those are the proper ways of you know, of ending your email in such a very nice way. And then lastly, office, and let's say uthathe I leave, uthathe leave ye 3 days okanye ye 4 days okanye whatever time okanye uzoba khona for the rest of the afternoon, because abantu bazakuthuba kutheni ungayiphenduli email. Out of office phayana ku Microsoft uyakwazi ungena phayana ufike uzisetele email yakho, so that kubekho into ebhalwe ukuthi xa ibizwa kuthiwa it's an automated message. My apologies that I'm unavailable to attend your email. I am currently on leave from this date to this date. For any further information, or if you need any assistance from my department, kindly contact so and so or email so and so on this email address. So I hope when I see what that abapula puli, they will be able to get as much information on just email etiquette. Because it is very important, and iyinto ekufuneka sizifunde, singayithathi light, siyitreat like WhatsApp ne SMS nazo zonke, ne Facebook DMs and inboxes and all of that. Yona, it's a professional vehicle to be able to help us communicate in a business, in a business world, whether either for a job or for umsebenzi or for anything that will enhance and make your life better.
You know, just in closure, Zimfundisi, hey, because you've really like spoken a lot of things, and I'll make an example. Ngam Zabaliti, no, be sacrificial lamb. Kulando yem emojis are always like, especially ukumden interaction I mean, especially with regards to loading isemonzi lendo siyenza I live interviews, and I always say, hi uncle, what difago smile, could you please do us a favor? Vele, I do the normal email thing, like kind regards and whatnot. But I always put that smile, because I'm funa feeling that I'm giving him orders. But I'm like, you know. So I'm really, really learning a lot today, and I hope nompula pulu ya funda. But my last question to you, and I really feel like say it's a mistake. Ukhona lam zas lam papa yiso, uthi yours truly. And I know a lot of people. It means that it's many emails. And it went gone back, but you are not my truly, if you know what I mean, you know. But umdapali email ati yours truly. When do we use yours truly? When do we use best wishes? Where do we use kind regards? Or is it one of the same thing?
I mean, yours truly, it is not really something that you can use on a professional email.
Yes.
Yours truly, it's a those are parting words that are used by people who have a relationship, let's say sisters and brothers, umdunyano sister wam manyani, no brother wam, I'm theirs truly. So I'm yours truly kuyo. Okanye abantu abathandanayo, okanye abantu abatshatileyo, xa bethetha izinto zabo, xa, and most of the time isiyenziwa phi, xa iyimbalelwano le nto yileta, xa iyileta, not on an email. I would suggest that, you know, best wishes, kind regards, you know, warm regards, sincerely, many thanks. But at least all kind regards, or regards, or warm regards. Those are those are the words that you can use. We email. But all yours truly, you know, I love you stacks, no thanks, abango TX and all of that, neza zandas pagamileyo, neza hearts and all of that. On a professional email, they say something that ingathi ngumuntu that is so casual and so informal, ongasithathi serious izinto. And so even mina kuyi in terms of the language uyozithuli kaloku ngwabantu nyani really that have a relationship in the sense that bayazalana okanye bayathandana okanye bachatile okanye bazi friends uyabona that have not seen each other for quite some time, very best and good friends, not in a business environment.
Amen. Pulapuli makesikhaleze siye ngomeni ke siyabulela kakhulu umfundisi, that was very very informative. Pulapuli benjilo ndathi siyaxhotyiswa namhlanje. I think this whole program generally ka prophet once na lena, I think asikwazi nje ukuyidlala once, it will have to be repeated sometime because it's not a once off thing, because nyani these are things that we really need to learn, these are things that we need to practice and actually do, you know. I can imagine umuntu sefunda email yamaqomba, wow, I'm so impressed kulomntana le email yakhe and what not. So I really agree, masibaleke siye ngomeni Phulaphula. Ubuya kwethu sivala ke ngoku, state about the importance of networking.